you have shopped for a new car anytime in the past several years, then you know that one of the most more helpful accessories you can purchase is a built-in navigation system. But whether it's built into your car, plugged into the lighter, or included on your cell phone, with a GPS and the magic of satellites, you can see just exactly where you are at all times. And not only that, but with any luck, the days of wandering, lost, and confused are over, because the GPS can also guide you to where it is you need to go. And as an added bonus, the voice that gives these directions is always remarkably pleasant. Mine have all been female, and you know, she's a really great traveling companion. She doesn't get annoyed if I go the wrong way. She doesn't make comments about my so-called sense of direction. And she doesn't complain about traffic. She is wonderful. So, knowing that I have a GPS system to rely on for finding where I need to go is both a comfort and a confidence booster, and I, for one, am grateful for that technology. And in today's gospel, it seems that Jesus offered himself as a sort of personal GPS system. I am the way and the truth and the life, he said. No one comes to the Father except through me. But his followers didn't seem to understand what he meant, and Philip and Thomas asked for clarification. So it may be helpful to know that this exchange took place at the Last Supper, after Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, broken bread with them, spoken of his impending betrayal, and warned them that he would soon be leaving. So it was natural that the disciples were upset and confused, and Jesus only added to that confusion by his mysterious words. However, throughout his time with them, he had tried over and over again to make clear to them just who he was. He constantly made the connection between himself and the Father, but still, his disciples just didn't get it. For they wanted what they wanted, a Savior who would free them from the tyranny of Rome. But instead, they got someone who washed feet and talked of serving the poor and the outcasts. They longed for liberation from oppression, but instead were told that true liberation came from love of God and love of neighbor. And like most people, they wanted a path that was simple to follow and easy to understand, but instead found out that the way to go was through a relationship with Jesus. So his followers constantly struggled with the tension between what they wanted and the reality that was the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. Him as the way, the truth, and the life. Well, how were they to figure that out? And really, it would seem that we struggle in much the same way today. We have the benefit of hindsight, of course, and so possess a better understanding of who Jesus was and what he was trying to do. But still, we struggle because we want what we want. So as Christians, we understand Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. But as much as we'd like him to be our one and only guide, the reality, well, it's often different. For even though we know that Jesus is the way, we tend to wander off on our own, seeking self-gratification and pursuing our own selfish interests. That's just human nature. And we do know that Jesus is the truth. But the truth is that he sets that bar really high with his example of love and service and mercy and forgiveness. And too often we want to find a truth that is much less challenging and better suits our own needs and our own prejudices. And Jesus is also life, as our life in Christ brings us to eternal life. But somehow, we get all tangled up in the here and now of this world and live lives that sometimes are only distantly connected to God. So in many ways, we are no better than those first disciples, caught up in our own needs and wants, and only dimly aware of what Jesus is trying to tell us and where he wants us to go. However, we can't ignore the fact that Jesus did say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And so for Christians, Jesus is to be the center of our lives, and his words are to be our guide. He is to be our own personal GPS system. And even though he doesn't verbally give us step-by-step directions, he does provide practical and spiritual guidance through his life, his work, and his teachings. So we are to study those and live into the challenge that they provide and participate in a community of faith that nurtures us and guides us in the way of Jesus. And we are to remember that Jesus is actually the ideal traveling guide, for he is patient and wise and kind, and he will guide us to where we need to go. Yet, because of who he is, he also presents us with some very clear choices, and we must decide just how we will follow him. Because in the long run, a half-hearted commitment will not work, for over time, then we will wander off aimlessly, seeking our own way. And a shallow, immature faith won't take us very far either, because we need to grow in our understanding of God so that we understand then just what it is we are called to do. And we can't live life always on our own terms, because a life lived following Jesus Christ will make demands on us that require us to be unselfish and willing servants of God. So we need to listen closely to the challenge we were given in today's gospel. We need to take those words home with us. We need to remember them and write them on our hearts. Because for Christians, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so for us, no other way will do. Amen.